We're going first now to the workplace and the issue of depression. It's estimated depression is costing Australian business up to $12 billion annually in lost productivity and staff turnover. Today, a new report suggests the costs could even be higher. The research follows a similar survey conducted in the UK and in Europe, which highlights major differences between Australia and the EU in terms of how depression is managed in the workplace. Jack Heath is the CEO of Sane Australia. Jack Heath, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What are the differences in terms of workers in Australia and in the EU when it comes to depression? What has your survey found?
Well, what we found was that almost 50% of Australian workers who'd taken time off work because of depression had actually kept the reason hidden from their employers. And this was almost double the number of the situation in the UK and the other European countries.
So that's a pretty stark statistic. Do we have any information, any data about what's behind that? Why Australian workers are twice as likely to keep their depression hidden from their employers and their fellow workers?
Well, what we found in the survey in the comparison with the European countries was that significant more Australians thought that their employer wouldn't understand the issue and wouldn't know how to support them. We also found that Australians thought that the impact of depression in the workplace was far higher than their European counterparts, and so that there would be additional costs to business, less productivity. So there seems to be a greater anxiety from Australian workers in terms of what it means to actually declare that you've got depression in the workplace.
A greater anxiety and a greater commitment to the employer, in a sense, or to the workplace.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that was sort of quite interesting was that, you know, almost half of them thought that it would put their job at risk, but a similar number thought that it was a matter that was private and shouldn't be raised. So this is very much a sense that people who do have depression are certainly more reluctant to talk about it in the workplace than in Europe. And interestingly, when you looked at them and asked in terms of would you tell friends or family about it, we had exactly the same rates in Australia as we had in Europe. So it's an issue of stigma in the workplace that's particularly important.
And does this feed into another statistic that's come out, which is that Australian workers with depression take, in by and large, less time off work than those in Europe?
Well, yeah, this was an interesting finding because it was saying that Australians would take about 15 days off work due to depression, whereas in Europe it was as high as 36. Now, that's a significant difference. Now, we think that a significant component of that is the fact that there's stigma, that people are worried about the cost. They may well be going back to work much earlier. Having said that, it's also possible that they could be getting more effective treatments, but we simply don't know the answer to that.
There's some sort of counter points come out in your survey too, because on the one hand, as you just told us, the Australian workers by and large keep their depression hidden because they think that their employers or those around them in the workplace wouldn't understand the issue and wouldn't support them. And yet it also found that by and large Australians are better equipped to recognise the symptoms of depression compared to workers in Europe.
Well, that's right. And I think what happens is that we've done a really good job in terms of educating people around depression, understanding what it involves. So the awareness is very strong. Where we haven't really shifted things in terms of changing attitudes and behaviours. So it's one thing to understand and have, if you call mental health literacy, to understand what's going on, but we need to get a significant shift in terms of the behaviours as well.
But don't they go hand in hand? I mean, isn't that the point that if you've got mental health literacy, then you're more aware of it and you're more prepared to deal with it? Aren't those things linked?
They are linked, but they don't go hand in hand. Your stigma reduction campaigns need to go alongside increasing mental health literacy, because the thing is that if you haven't addressed the stigma issue, having greater awareness around a particular issue in the context of stigma will actually make the problem worse. So you have to do mental health literacy, but alongside that you need to do stigma reduction.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Jake Heath from Sane Australia. Jake, perhaps we should interrupt this discussion in a sense now to talk about what's the difference between just having sort of workplace blues, hating a job, being a bit bored and stuck where you are, and depression. For people listening, you know, how do you recognise the difference?
Well, I think there's obviously the every ups and downs of life that sort of go on, but here, you know, if you've got issues in terms of people are sort of withdrawing from work, or people that might be crying at work, or any significant behaviour change is going to be something that's important. But depression can extend down to things like being forgetful or being very sort of irritable. And Australians, by and large, have got a pretty good understanding of what those symptoms are.
Okay, so we recognise the symptoms, we're back at that. Beyond Blue recently told us here on Breakfast that it's got a campaign now targeting male-dominated workplaces for early intervention and support of depression, particularly looking at the suicide message, but looking at early intervention. What does the research show about this fear that your survey played up, that the boss wouldn't understand and wouldn't support them? How do Australian businesses, small, medium and large, go in terms of managing staff with depression?
Well, the thing that's quite interesting from this survey is that large Australian companies do particularly well when it comes to sort of dealing with these issues, and they do significantly better than their European counterparts. So that's the good news. The other good news is that once an issue is raised with a colleague, Australians are more likely to be responsive and helpful. So the thing is that once we sort of get the issue out in the open, there's a much more positive response. As I say, big companies doing well, and small and medium companies doing sort of reasonably well here in Australia compared to Europe.
So for anyone listening, what's your message, Jake, if you are listening, if you do suffer from depression but you haven't raised it at work?
Well, I think the message is that, you know, there are people and organisations that are out there that are highly supportive around depression. You need to make an assessment, though, about whether or not to disclose. So I think you need to examine what it's like in the workplace in terms of those attitudes. But if you are someone who has depression, you should know that you're more likely to get a very positive response from your colleagues and also from your employer in terms of getting help.
And should you also know that it's your right, and is things changing on that front? I've read a couple of stories recently suggesting, for instance, insurance companies are getting more and more claims for depression, and more people are also claiming the disability support pension for mental illness. Is there more recognition of this as a valid illness?
There certainly is. There certainly is. And I think also, too, it's important to make the point here that as we increase awareness, there comes a point in time, though, when we need to be saying that actually the depression rates are coming down. So at the moment, as we're building up awareness and understanding, to see that there's more people putting in claims for depression, and that is a positive thing. But there must come a point in time when you say, hang on a sec, what's going on here? Are we overall increasing the rates of depression? And if that's happening, we need to look at different strategies.
And so at this round table you're hosting today, what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, we've got about 35 people from organisational psychologists to other mental health organisations. And also, importantly, we've got people with lived experience in the workplace. And so what we're looking to do is to form some recommendations in terms of how we can challenge some of these big issues that we're facing with depression in the workplace.
Jake, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Jake Heath is the Chief Executive Officer of SANE Australia. The survey is called The Impact of Depression at Work, Australian Audit, and SANE Australia having that round table today. It's 16 to 7 on Breakfast.